This week's show is supported by Signature Studio. And I use this myself. If you ever get an email from me, that email signature, it's all Signature Studio. Think about how many emails you send every single day. Each of them an opportunity to compound an impression, tell your story, and position yourself in the minds of the people who matter most. Most people waste this opportunity with a name, maybe a phone number. Signature Studio lets you build an email signature that works for you, featuring live testimonials, your latest podcast episode, a booking link with Calendly, or a rotating banner that stays fresh long after you hit send. It takes minutes to set up, works with Gmail, Outlook, and Apple Mail, and you need no design skills. Your inbox is the most under-leveraged channel in your business. Signature Studio fixes that. Start building for free today at signaturestudio.me.
Welcome to Building Your Leader Brand. This week on the show, Bob is speaking with himself.
Hi there, and welcome back to Building Your Leader Brand. This week, it's just you and me. We're doing things a little bit differently. My name's Bob Gentle, and normally I spend time with amazing people who share their secrets to building, marketing, and monetizing their personal brand. But today, it's just me. And that's because I want to talk about something I know is incredibly important for so many of you listening. And it's a challenge I see come up time and time again. And it might be the one thing that's holding your brand back from its true potential. So let me start with a question. Ever come across a personal brand that just seems to be doing everything right, but for some reason, it's off? Something just doesn't seem right. You know the one I'm talking about? They have the perfectly optimized profile, the relentless content schedule, the polished website, and they're sending all the conventional signals of success, but there's no real authority. There's no weight to it. It just feels hollow, like a beautifully designed building, but with no foundation. It's one of the most common and frustrating traps I see leaders and experts fall into. And if you're a coach, a consultant, an advisor, or a creator, you've probably felt this pressure. You invest immense effort, or even you look at potentially investing immense efforts, and what you imagine are your real results just doesn't seem to quite build trust, and it doesn't seem like it's going to, or doesn't actually attract high caliber opportunities, the ones you really deserve. You're doing all the things, but nothing's moving. Here's the thing. The problem isn't the tactics themselves. An optimized profile is great. Consistent content, awesome. But a lot of the time, the problem's actually the order of the operations. A brand that commands respect, inspires action, and actually brings in clients is built on layers from the inside out. The tactics, the things everyone sees, they're simply the final visible proof of the deeper, more difficult work that's been done first. The biggest, strongest personal brands you see have often done this either innately, naturally, as part of just who they are, and sometimes it's been done very strategically, but it's always been done. So today, I want to walk you through those three layers. I'm going to diagnose why your brand might feel stuck, you might not be cutting through, you might not be connecting, and I'm going to show you how to fix that by starting from the inside out. All right, let's start with a layer that most people skip, layer one. This is the foundational work that answers the most important question of all. Why should anyone follow you? And I don't mean your bio or your list of accomplishments or the razzmatazz. This is about the deliberate choices you make about the change you want to create in the world. There are three parts to this. The first one is your leadership role. This is so much more than a target audience. It's a conscious decision about who, specifically, you are choosing to lead in the widest possible sense. This doesn't necessarily mean your team or your audience or your customers. It's almost metaphysical. What's the specific uncertainty in the world that you and only you can help them navigate? Without this intense focus, all your efforts will be diluted and feel generic. Second is your point of view. A true leadership brand is built on a belief system. It has a perspective. What do you believe that challenges the most common advice in your field? What are you willing to say that others are afraid to? This perspective acts as a filter, and it pulls your ideal follower in closer. And just as importantly, it repels those who aren't a fit. And that's a good thing. And third, there are your identity decisions. A powerful brand is designed as much by what it says no to as what it says yes to. Who is your brand not for? What tactics and personalities will you refuse to use or represent because they don't feel right? What conversations will you decline to participate in? These boundaries create the integrity that is absolutely essential for building trust. A brand without clarity is just noise. It's performance art. It's not leadership. Okay, so once you have that internal clarity from layer one, you need a way to communicate it. You can't just hope people will figure it out. This is where layer two comes in. I call it the bridge. Positioning is a deliberate act of translating your internal leadership clarity into an external message that the market, your market specifically, can understand and connect with. It's the bridge between your convictions and your communication. And just like layer one, it has three key parts. First is audience articulation. This is where you move from your internal choice of who will I lead to the external message of who am I uniquely built to help? It's about describing their problem better than they can describe it themselves, showing them that you understand their world on a deeper level. Next is your authority narrative. Now, this isn't about crafting some fake hero's journey to make yourself look fancy. It's about weaving your unique experiences, your insights, and your worldview into a coherent story that makes your expertise feel both inevitable and deeply credible. It answers the question, why are you the one to solve this problem? Often, this is going to trigger all kinds of emotions like imposter syndrome and comparison, and you need to find a way through that. Finally, and this is my favorite, is your signature language. This is how you truly own a problem in the minds of your audience. You develop specific phrases and name specific problems in a way that's uniquely yours. When people start repeating your language back to you, you're no longer just another voice in the crowd. You are the one shaping the entire conversation. Positioning isn't about shouting for attention. It's about orienting for trust. And that brings us to layer three. This is where the tactics finally come in. Only now. This is the stuff everyone sees, but they're not just a simple to-do list. These are the external signs that the market looks for to confirm that your leadership is real and your foundation is solid. When layers one and two are in place, these seven tactics become effortless proof of your authority. Here they are quickly, and I'm going to be brief. So the first one is a clear positioning statement. These come in lots of shapes and sizes, but this is the signal of clarity, a crisp, compelling statement. It's hard to write, and having one proves you've done the difficult work of strategic thinking, of making the decisions about who and what you're going to include and who and what you're going to exclude. Number two is an optimized profile. This is the signal of seriousness, a well-crafted profile. Now, this profile can be LinkedIn, it could be Instagram, it could be a bio document that you send to people if you're a speaker or a podcast guest. But wherever you're communicating, you optimize for clarity. It respects your audience's time, and it shows you're professional and you care about the details. Number three is a coherent content backbone. This is the signal of coherence. It shows your ideas connect into a larger worldview and they're not just a series of random thoughts. Number four is visible thinking. Thought leadership is your thinking made visible. This is the signal of competence. By showing how you solve problems, you offer proof of your expertise. It's far more powerful than just stating your conclusions. Number five is an owned channel. This could be a newsletter, it could be a podcast, it could be a YouTube, it could be many things, but this is your home base and it's the signal of commitment. It shows you're building a long-term asset and you're serious about cultivating a relationship with your audience. Number six is real conversations. This is the signal of accessibility. Engaging in genuine dialogue proves you're an active participant in your community, And I say community in the widest sense, not simply a forum that you happen to own or a Facebook group, but this is your contacts and your sphere of influence. You are a participant. So real engaging participation in your community, not just broadcasting from an ivory tower. Number seven, lucky seven, is a clear next step. This is the signal of leadership. True leaders don't just share ideas, but they will show you a way forward. Sometimes that's just indicating what the next step on the journey of that particular piece of content. Sometimes it's actually telling people how they can work with you or your organization. But providing a clear call to action guides your audience towards a result of some kind. So if your personal brand or leadership brand efforts feel like they're stalling, you're not getting traction, the solution is rarely to post more or just shout louder. The solution is probably to look a little deeper. So I'm going to play with some ways we can diagnose this. So if your content feels hollow and generic, this is a layer one problem. You need to revisit your core beliefs and who you're here to lead. If your audience seems confused and you're attracting the wrong people, or you're not attracting anybody, that's a layer two problem. You need to refine your positioning and your message. And if you're doing all the tactics but getting no traction, it's easy to think that that's because of the tactics. And it is a layer three problem because that's where it exists. But the problem is generally caused by a failure in layers one and two. The tactics are rarely the problem. It's what precedes them that's often the problem. So stop focusing only on the signals. Start building the substance that makes them meaningful. So here's my challenge to you this week. Forget about what you're going to post. Instead, take 15 minutes and think about layer one. Ask yourself, who specifically am I choosing to lead? And you're going to have to exclude people. What do I believe that challenges common advice? And you're going to have to stop hedging. You're going to have to make a stand. And you're going to need to have opinions. And what am I no longer willing to do? Start there. Build the foundation and the rest will follow. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening. If you did enjoy this, you will love the Personal Brand Business Roadmap. It's 50 pages of everything you need to start, scale, or fix your expert business. 100% free as a gift from me. And if you did enjoy this, I would love you to leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to follow or subscribe. Thanks for listening. And I will see you with another guest. If memory serves, we are talking to David Newman on Monday. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on the other side.